Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to McDonald's in Fairfield on the west side of Fairfield. It's time to celebrate the 32-3 boys basketball Mules this year. School record for wins. There are a lot of firsts. And if you'd like to come on out and visit with the Mules, come on out. We'll be out here for about 45 minutes, an hour or so, as we celebrate and honor the Mules on their record-breaking season. Coach Scott McElravy is alongside first off this morning. And, Coach, first of all, congratulations on the 32 wins. That's great.
Hey, thank you very much, guys, and thanks for all the coverage this year. We had a great time.
Let's talk about the first for this team. Obviously, first and foremost, 32 wins. That's a first for FCHS.
We had a lot of goals at the start of the year, and we thought, 27 wins was the previous record. It was also a little bit of an advantage. You do get to play a few more games. You get to schedule 31 games in the regular season. As the season went on, we knew that was a chance, and then we got there maybe a little quicker than we thought we would, which was really neat.
And let's talk about the first for the year. I know you mentioned a lot of during the Winter Sports Awards banquet, but let's talk about those first for the year. First and foremost, you had 12 tournament wins this year. That's a school record.
Yeah, I got to play three tournaments and won them all, and didn't win it, didn't lose any, and along the way, first at the Capital Classic, a second El Dorado tournament win, and then not for sure on Carmine, three or four times I think we've won that. So really neat.
And then you added some pretty good ball clubs this year. First and foremost, you lost the game at Carmi, but you added Effingham at a last-minute substitution, and that was a pretty good ball club that came in.
Yeah, the state at the time, the state's second leading scorer in the Wolf kid. Not for sure exactly where he's going. I think D2 or so. JUCO, nice player, big team. That was a really, really good add-on, and that's something new. To the schedule now is if you lose a game, if you've got another willing team, you can call them up and have them come, or you go visit them.
All right, let's talk about the other first during the year, and there were a lot of them.
The Capital Classic was neat. We knew going in that we'd have a chance there. We were one of the top four seeds going in, and we were hoping that we'd get a chance to play the Wooden Shoes. That was their last time that they were going to be in the tournament. They're moving over to the Effingham St. Anthony Thanksgiving tournament. And, it just worked out that way. We were close to actually playing in the fifth place game. Salem, we were tied there, and they had the ball with, I think it was 9 seconds to go. And we got a defensive stand and then beat them in overtime. And we were a little disappointed, but, they went on and had a great season themselves. So that was nothing to be disappointed about. They had a nice team.
Talk about that Totopolis ball club and that Salem ball club. Totopolis, first of all, you had a chance to play them in the Sweet 16, the mm-hmm. final game at the sectional. And how many teams can say they've beaten T-Town twice in 1 year outside of, say, the Nashville teams and things like that? But you guys were very close to beating those guys. One break or two here, you shoot an extra 5% for the field, and you get a W.
Yeah, we were, and you're right. The only team this year that can say they beat T-Town twice was Nashville. We were down at the Benton tournament, and that was in the early February or whatnot on a Saturday, and watched Nashville beat them there, and then Nashville, beat T-Town again at Supers. But, statistically, that was our second worst shooting night, aside from Alney. I'm going to give them credit for part of that because they're long, they're athletic, and they ended the year with 29 wins. So, we got beat by a 29-win team. It was a great atmosphere at Vandalia. It was packed, sold out. Going into the game, they were the 7th seed and we were the 8th as far as the last AP poll. So, two good teams, and like you said, a few bounces here or there, and would have had a chance to beat them. But it wasn't meant to be that night, but take nothing away from our kids. We had a great, great year.
And T-Town was gunning for us. I talked to Bill Fritcher, who's the superintendent over at T-Town, before the ball game, and Bill mentioned to me that, we've been waiting for this all year. I talked to Chet the other day, and he said, we're ready. We're ready. We've been waiting for this game, but they've been looking for you. So that's a big compliment.
Oh, I think that's a huge respect thing for our kids because, T-Town, usually it's the opposite. Teams are looking to knock them off. It was funny, the last person I talked to before we walked out of the Lawrenceville gym there at Thanksgiving was Coach Reeder. and he was checking out his locker room, making sure everything was you know, taken up and everything, and I was the same, and we met in the hallway, and we shook hands again, and he said, I hope we meet you again in sectionals, and it ended up being that way.
Coach Scott McElravy. We're going to take a quick timeout. We're going to talk a little bit more with Coach McElravy, and then we'll get a chance to talk with some of the players. It's all coming up on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com.
Did you know Asbury & Associates offers certified nurse midwife services? Meet Julie Reinhardt, the newest midwife of their team. Both Julie and Abigail Skinner bring years of nurse midwife experience to Asbury & Associates. Their services include obstetrical care and delivery, well woman exams, birth control counseling, infertility counseling, and many more gynecology services. Asbury & Associates, with four offices in Southern Illinois to serve you. Call and schedule an appointment today.
Three Mules as they wrap things up for this season. And Coach, I just can't say it enough. What a season. It was a great season to watch. And everybody had, everybody from the coaches to the players to the fans to the broadcasters had a lot of fun watching these guys.
We did. Not too many teams are built like we were this year where we could play a lot of kids. We had at least eight in the rotation. Our point totals went from 12.6, our highest, down to our eighth man at 5.6, T-Town, they had two kids up towards 20, and then they had a lot of guys in that five or six area. Every team's built differently. We got up and down the floor. We scored a lot of points, and we forced a lot of turnovers, and we felt like since we were deep, we were going to use that hopefully to our advantage. These kids listened well, played hard, played together, hopefully – give us a chance to challenge these kids for next year. We're losing some good seniors, but we've also got a lot of good kids coming back.
All right. Talk about the schedule just a little bit. The schedule that you guys played this year, you look at some of the teams on that schedule, and there were a lot of teams that made deep postseason runs.
Yeah, and one I haven't mentioned was Heron. They lost in the sectional semis to East St. Louis, who tonight is playing for the 3A state championship, and that was a close game. Heron did not lose – but maybe one game or two after we beat them at the El Dorado tournament, they ended up with close to a school record in wins, and they had to go to 3A when it came to regional sectional time. So, very good team there. We mentioned T-Town. Yeah. The Effingham team, if they were in 2A, would have been a very, very good ball club as well.
Call me who you split. Alney. Salem was in the regional championship game.
Yeah.
You had a lot of teams, a lot of the bigger teams that you played that were deep in the postseason.
We did. Mount Carmel won a regional championship. There were sectionals with us as well. The Cesar team made it all the way to Supers in 1A. We knew that game when we scheduled it was going to be a good game. Coach Garner's a good guy, and his kids play really hard, and they ended up making it to Supers in 1A. So they'll be coming to the Mule Barn next year on the return trip. Casey Westville, forgot about them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Made a deep run as well. Let's talk about some of the accolades for this team. You had four kids get on the all-conference team. That's almost unheard of.
Yeah, four out of ten, and I really felt like we could have got more. But, you can't get too greedy. I think, going 10-0 in the conference, that was one of our goals that we had written down at the beginning of the year and was proud of the kids to do that. We didn't have a game in the conference inside 10 points. We only had, I think, two games that were under 20 point, average of margin victory. So that's another thing we'll challenge our kids next year is to try to do that again. And we've also added a few more games next year, too.
We'll talk about those a little bit later this hour. But four on the all-conference team, and two of the kids got honorable mention All-State.
We did. I was up there this last weekend. Of course, AP, the news writers have their poll, and Brian Estes was special mention there. And then Brian and Jayzel both were special mention in the IBCA coaches poll. Some of those postseason or a lot of those postseason awards are tough because, when you play the style we did this year where you didn't have the 20-point per game scores, you come in and to these meetings and, my high-point guy was 12.6. But, there were a lot of games where – our starters didn't get to play 1 second of the fourth quarter. So, you know, it's tough to, I wouldn't say pad your numbers, but, you know, their numbers were a little bit misleading compared to some of the other kids that were up there.
All right, Coach, enjoy the breakfast, and we'll talk to you a little bit later.
Hey, thank you.
All right, Coach Scott McElravy. We'll get some of the players here in just a moment. We're celebrating the Mules 32-3 season. This is broadcasting from McDonald's. You're listening to WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. We'll be right back.
What can $15 do? For about half the price of a tank of gas per year, you could be a member of the Wayne County Historical Society, where your $15 will fuel the Society's Hannah House Museum on Center Street, the Early History Museum in the Fairfield Public Library, the Olive Branch Rural School Exhibit in Leo French Park, and entertaining and educational programs. The Society runs on membership dues and donations, not tax dollars. Want details? Check out our photograph-filled Facebook page. Don't let local history be a mystery.
Welcome back to McDonald's in Fairfield. We are celebrating the 32-3 Mules on their record-breaking season here. Got a few players who are going to step alongside this morning. And Noah McElravy, one of the sophomores on the ball club, has joined us. And Noah, congratulations on the great JV year. 18-1, that's great.
Yeah, tough loss.
Tough loss to all of you guys. Were up by a bunch. But Noah, I remember in one of the games, and I think it was against El Dorado, 6 or 7 three-pointers in the first quarter. Is that right?
Seven.
He's not going to let us forget that.
Nope.
Let's talk about Noah McElravy just a bit. Besides basketball, what other sports do you play?
I'm a golfer, and I run track.
All right. Golf, I know you made it to state this year. Is that right?
Yeah.
Or sectionals?
Almost state.
Almost state. But track, what do you run in track?
Whatever he puts me in. Mostly relays.
Mostly relays. All right. And you guys did pretty well in relays last year as well, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. As far as basketball, how's it playing for your dad?
I'm pretty good. I mean, had a really good season, and hopefully next year too.
All right. Do you get the critiques when you come home from practice? Do you get extra critiques when you come home from practice or games?
Sometimes. I just leave them alone after games.
Probably not much this year with all the wins, but
yeah.
I bet during a loss you kind of go your separate ways.
Yeah.
What do you like most about playing basketball?
Winning. I just like winning.
Now, summertime, you guys, you're getting ready to run track, but summertime is a busy time for the McElravy family. As you guys, what camps, what tournaments do you go to in the summertime with the team?
We go to the Vandalia tournament. He has some new ones this year, but I don't think he told me.
Okay. All right. You go to those, and are those overnight trips? You take one-day trips? Do you get to bond a lot with the team during those trips?
Yeah, we have a two-day one, and most of them are one-days.
Most one-days. All right. Noah, as you go forward in your high school career, what are your goals as far as golf and basketball and track?
Basketball, make it farther than this year's team, and golf, make it state.
All right. Noah, thanks a lot for joining us. We appreciate it. Enjoy the breakfast.
Thank you.
And congratulations on the wins. Noah McElravy. Sophomore on this team, another sophomore. Landon Zerlini is going to join us now. Good morning, Landon. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. How was the breakfast?
It was pretty good.
Let's talk about basketball. All conference this year as a sophomore. And the thing that I enjoyed most about watching you this year was the growth from game one of your first varsity season to game number 35, the growth. I mean, I saw you early in, you were pretty much a three-point shooter, but later in the year you started driving, you know, and making defenses think about they're doing.
I got a lot more comfortable as each game went on, and, you know, when they focus on your three-point shooting, you got to be able to do other things. That's what I was trying to do.
And a couple of times during the year, you had to face a box in one, triangle in two, which I'm sure you've probably never seen before.
Yeah, I'd seen it a couple times in grade school before that, but I'd never seen it in high school, and it's pretty tough to go against, but if you move, you know, you can usually get some open shots, try to get a couple steals, get some easy buckets, stuff like that.
All right, all-conference, what a great honor for a sophomore and for someone that comes off the bench.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome to be able to get that, but I want to continue to do it for the next 2 years, too.
All right. You're also a football player.
Yep.
And you're going to be quarterback next year, right?
Yeah.
All right. Some of the football this year looked pretty good. You guys, are you gonna try and go with the wing tee again more so this year, or are we going to see more spread this year? Because I think, personally, your height and build, you're built for the spread.
He doesn't really tell me, but I think we'll try to do some of both just because we have a lot of athletes and a lot of weapons that we can use, and we have a big offensive line. So,
all right. Now, what other sports do you play besides basketball and football?
I run track as well.
What do you run in track?
I usually do the relays, like 4x2.
All right. As you move forward into your junior and the rest of your sophomore year and into your junior and senior years, goals for each one of those sports?
For football, we want to make a deep run in the playoffs and win conference like we have the last 2 years. Then for basketball, we want to go to state. That's my main goal.
All right. Thank you a lot. Appreciate it, Landon.
Thank you.
Appreciate the visit. Have fun. Enjoy the breakfast this morning. All right. You are listening to WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. We are celebrating the Mules 32-3 season this year. The big guy, Brian Estes, has joined us. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
How's the breakfast?
Very good. Thank you.
We 32-3, that is a that's quite an accomplishment. There's not many teams that go 32-3, win 32 games in a year.
There's not. Three teams in the state this year.
And Nashville, and I think Gibson City, Melvin Sibley, is that right?
Yep.
And then the Mules with 32. But
yep.
I tell you what, you are a force down low this year with the dunks. I think Coach mentioned, 26, 27 dunks?
That's
is
what
that
they
right?
said. Yep. Total number was about 25, 26, I think.
All right. For Brian, first of all, congratulations on the All-BDC nod and also the All-State nods. That's quite a feather in your cap.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Talk about the season as a whole. From the start of the season as a senior, what did you enjoy most about this group?
The way we played together was so fun. I mean, you could depend on eight different guys on any given night. There was nobody really carrying the team. It was just a team effort. And if you had an off night, you knew your teammates were going to be there to pick you up and get the win.
And how much fun is it to slam one home off a pass off the backboard?
That's the cherry on top. Anytime that happens, that's awesome.
All right. Now, you're just a basketball player, right? You don't play any other sports,
right?
Is that right?
Yeah, I played tennis sophomore year, but I'm not a tennis player. So.
All right. As you move forward after graduation, what's in the plans?
If I don't play basketball in college, I'll just go to Frontier and get my generals, and then I'm not sure where after that. Don't really know what I want to do. But
Who's looking at you basketball-wise? Because I know somebody's looking at you.
Yeah, I got basically all the JUCOs around here, Kaskaskia, Renlake, Olney, and then Oakland City I've been in talks with, and Lincoln Christian up in Springfield. So we'll see.
All right, so you're considering a number of offers,
I guess. Yes, sir.
All right. What are you going to study in school?
Business management.
And what do you hope to after graduation from college? What do you hope to do?
Probably job in sales of some sort. Not 100% though.
Well, Mike Dreef is looking for a salesman out at WFIW. So there you go.
You
got a job waiting
connections.
For you. All right, Brian. Congratulations on the 32 wins and the BDC All Conference and the All State honors. We appreciate the visit, and you've been a lot of fun to watch this year.
Thank you.
All right. Brian Estes, we'll take another time out. We'll be back, and we will talk with Jaisal O'Neill right after this on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com.
The radio auction returns to WFIW WOKZ Saturday, March the 30th at 9 in the morning. You can call in and bid and save lots of money just by listening. You'll be able to bid on $25 certificates from the Flatiron Grill. We've got a patio couch available from the corner. And we have certificates from Tupper's Guns, one for Gunsmith Cleaning, one for Duracoat Finish, and one for Ruger LCP. You can save on all of this and more on our radio auction on Saturday, March the 30th, starting at 9 a.m. on WFIW AM, FM, and WOKZ.
Welcome back to McDonald's in Fairfield, celebrating the 32-3 Varsity Mules this year. And Jaisal O'Neill is joining us, another one of the seniors on the ball club. And first of all, Jaisal, congratulations on the All-State honors and congratulations on the All-BDC honors.
Thank you.
Quite an accomplishment for a guy that first year with the team, and you guys seem to just gel from the get-go.
Yes, sir. We have really good team chemistry.
Okay. Now, you transferred over in the summer from Wayne City, and you had a chance to meet the kids, but I think you knew most of them already. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And with the season, I think Scott McElravy told me after the first ball game of the year, you were very nervous, but things just seemed to fall into place right after that first game down at the Capital Classic this year, and you get all tournament at Capital Classic and at El Dorado and Carmine. What an impressive resume this year.
All three were tough tournaments, and it was just a blessing to get alternate team for all three.
Now, you played football this year, and this was your first year playing organized football, is that right?
Yes, sir.
What did you like most about football?
I enjoyed the hype, the intensity of the game. It was really fun, especially just being out there with all your friends, all your teammates, just having a good time.
Moving forward, what are you looking for? What colleges are you looking at? And I know somebody's looking at you for basketball, but can you tell us who's looking at you and where you might be going?
I'm not exactly for sure yet, but I'm pretty sure I'll probably stay around this area, probably play JUCO ball. We have really good JUCO programs around here, so I might have to pick up on one of those.
Now, you are a Memphis, Tennessee, originally from Memphis, Tennessee. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
All right. What differences do you see between Memphis and Fairfield, and what do you like most about Memphis, and what do you like most about Fairfield?
Well, obviously Memphis is a lot bigger than Fairfield, but Memphis, I'd probably say there's more of a variety of things to do, but the ball there was really intense. There's a lot more competition just within the city, and you had a lot more rivalries because we were closer together. But Fairfield, it's a nice little small town. I like it. I enjoy it. Basketball here was pretty fun. It was amazing, especially with the group of guys I had. So.
And you go 32-3 this year, and I think a lot of credit goes to Jayzell O'Neal with the way you ran the team from the point this year. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, thank you. I couldn't do it without my teammates, though, for sure.
Moving forward, we talked about going to college. What are you going to study in college? Have you decided yet?
Undecided on that one. I'm undecided. I have a few options, but I'm undecided right now.
All right. So, Jayzell, congratulations on the 32 wins. We appreciate the visit and appreciate your willingness to talk to us all year.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Jayzell O'Neal, one of the seniors on this ball club. We're going to slide the headsets off, and Reese Lee is going to join us. Good morning, Reese. How are you?
I'm good.
Oh, man, let's talk about football first.
Okay.
What an incredible football season.
Yeah.
Had some highs this year that, I tell you what, you've just been on a high from the football season all the way through the basketball season. What an incredible sports year for you. And you've got one more season to go.
Yeah. It was amazing.
Football, you go 10-0, you led the team in interceptions. What a great year. And what did you like most about football your 4 years here?
Just the atmosphere of the games were probably just all the fans we always had coming out to see us and everything, and just the atmosphere of this town with all of our sports and everything was just crazy.
Basketball, and we said it many times during the year, you jump the passing lane in football, you did the same thing in basketball. What incredible vision both on the football field and on the basketball court this year.
Thank you.
Let's talk about your summer or your spring sport. You run track. Mm-hmm. You made state last year, I think, in the high jump. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you look for this year?
I plan on going back to state for high jump and, running 100, 200, 400, that kind of stuff. But hopefully going back to state and high jump because that's what I do.
Let's talk about post high school. Where are you looking to go to college? Anybody looking at you for sports wise? I'm sure there's somebody looking at you.
Yeah, I've had a couple of looks from a couple of colleges local, you know, for football, but I'm undecided right now. I've just been looking around, seeing everybody. So,
okay, anything particular thing you want to study in college? Or?
I'm undecided on that too. Really, I'm thinking like criminal justice, stuff like that, but I'm undecided right now.
So. Kind of all up in the air right now. You got to get through high school first, right?
Yep.
All right. Well, man, enjoy the rest of the high school career and good luck at Interact this year. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Reese Lee, we'll take another timeout. We'll be back as we celebrate the Mules 32-3 year. This is WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com.
When you think of kids and their needs, think of the Wayne County Shrine Club, because they are. Shriners from Wayne County have raised more than $25,000 over the last 5 years for the Shriners Hospital in St. Louis through their annual onion sale, pork burger and pork chop cookouts, fish fry, the annual Shrine football game between FCHS and Hamilton County, and various other fundraisers. So next time you see a Shriner, think of kids and their needs. They are.
Welcome back to McDonald's on the west side of Fairfield. I'm Mark Turner. We're celebrating the 32-3 Mules season this year, and we're going to deviate from that varsity season right now just a little bit. Adam Book, the JV coach, has joined us. And Adam, 18-1 this year, and the only loss this year to Olney. You were up by a bunch in the first half, and I tell you what, it was quite a JV ball club this year.
Yeah, this has kind of become a habit. These guys, I mean, this crew that we've got coming through right now, they've been accustomed to winning grade school. They won in freshman ball, now they're winning in JV ball. You mentioned that Olney loss. That one kind of snuck up on us. We were, I think it was 28-12. We were up at halftime.
Well, I talked to Noah earlier, and I said, "What do you remember most about this year?" And he said, "That loss to Olney."
Yeah.
So
right,
you know, it sticks in your craw.
Sure, all the wins kind of blend together, but that loss really sticks out. And they don't like to lose, and lucky for them, they don't have to deal with it very often.
Right. And last year, of course, undefeated last year. Is that right?
One That's loss. Right. And then we had one loss 2 years ago. Undefeated last year, and then one loss this year. So two losses over the last 3 years.
And of course, every year you lose a couple of three kids to varsity, but you just seem to plug in the gaps with more talented ball players every year.
It's been a really good run of kids, and the credit goes to them because they come in and you know they're from sometimes four different schools, and they come together to play freshman ball, and then by the time they come to us, you know they're all Mules, and they're all playing together, and they're all playing the way that we want them to play. And the freshman year, you know, they practice by themselves and they practice as a unit and they get a lot of cohesion that way. But then their sophomore year, a lot of times the JV, we don't necessarily have JV practices. We just scrimmage against the varsity and try to give them a look of whoever we're playing next. So we don't get a whole lot of time to actually work on our stuff. And so the credit goes to them to being able to translate that stuff to the game from the very little time that we actually get to work on our stuff in practice.
I understand there were a few heated battles in practice a few times this year.
It was not your typical varsity. Usually when you have a good varsity team, they beat up on the JV team, and that didn't happen this year. These kids, they don't, like I mentioned, they don't like to lose, and even in practice, I mean, even in the individual drill, they're going to compete, and there was a lot of high-level competition this year in our practices, which made both teams better.
Let's talk about some of that JV, some of the players on that JV ball club. There are some players that are going to make some noise at the varsity level next year.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. And that list is fairly long. I mean, you start with the juniors. Caleb Freimer, a kid like that. I've never had a kid that could dunk like that, and he's 6'1" on a good day. I mean, so we were curious the other day, and we tested his vertical. And somewhere between 41, 42 inches. So, I mean, that's a serious vertical. So a kid like that kind of athleticism, yeah, he can definitely make an impact. And then moving down through the sophomores, I mean, you've got Noah McAravy, Colin Massey, Blake Pruitt, Brandon Lane. I mean, all these kids have a chance. And then we had a move-in this year, Tyrese Petty. He had never played with us before, and he just has another gear of quickness that we don't have a lot of kids around here that have. He hasn't played a whole lot of organized basketball, but as far as he can pick your pocket and get to the other end in a hurry, and he can do some things athletically that the other kids can't. So,
on top of that, he's left-handed.
Exactly, and that catches people off guard defensively and offensively because sometimes you're not used to getting picked with a guy's left hand. But, you know, I mean, you talk about bright future I mean, we've got a lot to look forward to for Mules basketball.
All right, from the freshman squad, who's moving up this next year? Well, they're all moving up this next year.
This year,
who do you look for next year?
Well, we had four freshmen that we ended up bringing up to the JV squad. We had Noah Barger and Camden Robbins and Dylan Best and McGuire Taylor. So we had those four move up with us. Had some other kids that were on the brink of coming up, but we moved those four up first, and we didn't really get them a whole lot of playing time, you know, so it didn't really make a whole lot of sense to move other people up just to have them sit. But there's some guys with some size that we're excited about, too, at the freshman level. So it's we don't expect our success to slow down anytime soon.
All right, varsity assistant coach, and what a rush to go 32-3 at the varsity level.
Yeah, we knew we'd be good, but we would have never predicted 32-3. I mean, it's just hard to look at a schedule and say, yeah, I think we'll probably win 32 out of these 35 games. I mean, because it's not just a schedule full of gimme games, and it's not a schedule full of games that we're expected to win by 30 and 40 points, although we did our fair share of that. But credit goes to the kids. I mean, we get into these tournaments, and we didn't lose a tournament game at Lawrenceville, at El Dorado, at Carmi, and then the regional. I mean, we didn't lose a tournament game till the final game of the sectional. So, I mean, these kids, it didn't matter who was put in front of them. They were up to the challenge, and it was – looking back on it, it becomes a little more special now already, even now, and it will become that way as we get a little further away from it. Just when you're in the moment, it's just the next game and the next game and the next game, and then you look up and like, oh, we're 29-3. Holy cow, and we're 30-3, and then, or 30-2. Yeah. We didn't get to third till the end, but, it was an unbelievable ride, and it's something that these kids will remember. It's something that we'll remember, something the fans will remember. And the camaraderie of these guys, it was a special year all the way around, not just with 32 wins, but with the way they played together, the way they cheered and celebrated each other's success, not just their own. It was a great year to be a Mule, that's for sure.
You are a FCHS graduate.
Yes.
And you played basketball for FCHS.
Yes.
And between coaching and playing, what do you remember? What thrills you more, coaching and getting 32 wins, or and playing and getting those wins?
Well, I would have had to play about 7 or 8 years at the current pace to get 32 years as a player. But Mules basketball has been important to me since as long as I can remember. I mean, 6, 7 years old. I grew up in an era where, I mean, Brian Foster, and then it fed right into Kyler Gualtney. I mean, just success, and these guys are – I mean, if you'd asked me to pick Michael Jordan or Kyler Gualtney, I'm not sure who I would have picked first. I mean, it was, you know, a pretty fun time to grow up as a Mules fan. And then my early years in high school, again, we were in the sectionals, and we lost 2 years in a row to the team that eventually went to state. So I just thought that's what you did. You know, you go to Fairfield and you win, and you win, and you win. And then my junior year, we proved that wrong. We didn't quite win as much. But, it's – as a player – you kind of think it's going to last forever. Those 4 years, you know, that's forever. Well, it goes by really quickly. And I can speak as a coach that they go by really quickly as well, because this is – I lose track 13, 14 years, something like that. And you think back to some of those early teens, and it doesn't seem like that some of those kids should be 30 years old now or 31 years old. It's just incredible how quickly – once you get into the grind and the season just wears on, and like you said, it's next game, next game, next game, next game, and then you look up and it's March and it's over. So I've got great memories as a player, and I've got a lot of fantastic memories as a coach. The one thing that the coach has over being a player is I had the same teammates for 4 years pretty well, and now I've had 13 or 14 years worth of teams that I've got connections with, and a lot of those guys stay in touch with us even today. So that's a pretty special part of being a coach.
Coach Book, thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Congratulations on the JV success and the varsity success.
Thank you very much.
All right. We're going to talk to Coach McElravy one more time. We'll take one more quick timeout. We'll be right back to McDonald's in Fairfield.
The radio auction returns to WFIW WOKZ Saturday, March the 30th at 9 in the morning. You can call in and bid and save lots of money just by listening. You'll be able to bid on $50 certificates from Carnaby Square, $25 certificates from the French Hair Salon, $25 food certificates from Deep South Restaurant, and $500 certificates for Dr. Patrick Molt in Fairfield. Bid on this and a whole lot more Saturday, March the 30th, here on WFIW AM, FM, and WOKZ.
Welcome back to McDonald's in Fairfield. I'm Mark Turner. Coach Scott McElravy has joined us as we get ready to wrap things up on this Saturday morning. And celebrate and honor the 32-3 Mules. What an incredible season, Coach.
Incredible. Did the guys do okay?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I didn't get here. I was back there around the corner. I hope they did all right.
Oh, yeah. They did just, you know, yeah. It's kind of one of those things. The first time you shove a microphone in somebody's face, you know, you kind of, you know what? They did a great job. And
but you know what? If they're in the middle of class, they all like to talk. Maybe we just should have you guys. If you give me an extra mic throughout the week, I'll just bring it in, and that'll
one from the
that'll
ceiling,
shut
maybe.
Everybody up. On.
We can just dangle one from the ceiling. Yeah. How would we do that?
How about that?
32-3 this year, school record for wins. You win all 12 of your tournament games. That's a school record, and there were only two other teams in the state of Illinois that had more wins than FCHS.
Yeah, and they both got second and third in state, Gibson City and Nashville. So yeah, super super proud of the kids. You know, I didn't mention it earlier, you know, Coach Book has been with me this whole time, you know, one of the best JV coaches, in my opinion, around. Coach Foster has came in the fold and done a good job with the freshman group. You know, so we all worked together really well, and, you know, just everything came together. I think I heard Adam say, you know, you don't start a year thinking we're going to win 32 games, but as the year went on, you know, we knew we had a chance to beat everybody, and that's when you know you have a good team. When you look at your schedule before and you're like, hey, we can beat all these teams, not just compete with them, but beat them. But things don't always go your way, you know, injuries and sickness and, you know, hot shooting from the other team or cold shooting from, you know, us. But 32 wins can be tough to beat. We've challenged the younger kids, and we also added a couple extra games on next year that they will definitely be very, very tough games. Two top 10 preseason teams already in Pinckneyville and Nashville. So it's going to be a lot of fun next year, too.
Let's look at that schedule for next year. You're down at the Capital Classic. Of course, no Totopolis there.
Yeah, we're disappointed Edwards about County that. We owe them.
Edwards County comes in this next year, and they're going to be a very scrappy ball club next
year. Yeah, Coach Gerlach, we're good friends. He does a good job with them. He loses a lot of seniors, but, you know, they've got their JV team wasn't bad. You know, they've got a few kids coming back from that. I assume they'll put us on opposite sides because we're in the conference. That puts us in all three tournaments together, so – you know, we'll make sure in Red Hill and Lawrenceville are aside from each other. So it doesn't take much to pare it down to figure out who's going to be with who. Last year we were at Lawrenceville. The year before, I think we were at Red Hill. It doesn't matter. You know, it's a great tournament to start out the year with. And, you know, up there, we've mentioned it before, they give you a host family, which we have one of the best ones up there in the Thompson family. Super, super people. And you know, in between games, they feed you. You get to relax and hang out and you know, it's just it's four games in 2 days, which is tough, but we like it at Thanksgiving just because, you know, some of the other tournaments, they start on that Monday. Well, we get three extra practices that way by just doing a two-day tournament, and the competition level up there is very good. Marshall brings back almost everybody. They were close to 20 wins.
I think Lawrenceville brings back almost
Lawrenceville
everybody.
Brings back almost everybody.
Red Hill's the same way.
Red Hill did lose quite a few,
okay,
but Olney brings back a good team. Mount Carmel brings back their 6'6 sophomore and their point guard.
Salem. They're coming.
Salem will reload. Yeah. I think a lot of people thought they would be really down this year, and they weren't. Coach Fehrenbacher definitely knows what he's doing there. So that's definitely not an easy tournament to start out with.
And then, of course, you move into the conference season, and there's going to be some pretty good teams, I think, in the conference next year.
I think
they were young this
yes.
year, but they're all coming back.
Yeah, Carmike brings back a bunch. You know, Hamco brings back almost all their guys. I think those will be two of the more improved teams. You know, Johnson City had a really good freshman this year. They do lose their senior guards.
Yeah.
But, you know, Coach Brzezinski's been around for a long time, too. And one thing I haven't mentioned, it's still in the works. We may get you guys in the big booth. You know, we may make you travel a little farther this next year. There's whispering that we might play before a Pacer game. Has that been mentioned? Do you already know that?
You've been talking to Jim Corona, haven't you?
Maybe. Maybe. Yeah, so, yeah, we may play on the big floor, possibly, yeah.
Okay.
If we can get it to work out. Yeah. We really tried this year, but it was too late. And, I mean, for the kids and the community, that would be a really neat deal.
That would be great.
And I've never done it. He's done it many times. And they'll be pretty good next year, too.
Yeah.
They bring back almost everybody.
And I understand they're getting a transfer. I've heard that, too.
So, yeah, that'll be hopefully that's in the works. You know, you got to figure out all the scheduling and whatnot. But, you know, it's a 3-hour drive, I think, to Indianapolis from here. And then the kids – that gets them a free ticket into the game.
Yeah, and
the Pacers are good.
I don't think anyone from Mule Nation is going to complain about having to drive 3 hours to watch the Mules play at the Pacers home arena.
Oh, I don't think so. You know, I think our youth football teams, they used to do it when the Rams were in St. Louis, and those are memories that the kids will always have with them, you know. It'd be a lot of fun.
All right, you've updated.
Can't wait till next year.
You got Cesar Valier at home.
Yep.
You're going to have to travel to Effingham next year.
Well, no, that game is not on there. Yeah, well, the only way we picked that up was because we got snowed out of that last game at Carmine.
They got snowed out at Salem.
They got snowed out because they were supposed to play a Chicago team that had to go home a day, or they couldn't stay after and play on Monday. However, that's in play now. So, I mean, like, if you have snow outs and whatnot, and especially if it's a tournament or non-conference game, you can play up to 31 games however you want to get them. You can now play in 6 tournaments if you want or no tournaments, but it's 31 regular season games. So we may be able to rematch them next year if we get snowed out somewhere here or there, because I know their sophomore class is loaded.
Yeah.
They lose the big, we'll call teams. Them the older, bigger wolf, but their sophomores are really good. So that's always in the back of our minds. And then maybe even T-Town, if you know, we and they can match up again, it'd be nice.
All right. And then, of course, you got to go to KZ Westfield.
You're going my last game. I'm not going to let us – I don't want our guys to lose that. That's where I lost my last game as a high school player.
And you know, speaking of great gyms to play in,
it is an
incredible gym.
Yeah, that's where our conference tournament – we had, instead of midwinters when I was in school, we had conference tournaments. So you only played each other once instead of the home and away like we do. And then, you know, midwinter season there, you know, mid to late January, we would have a conference tournament, and they still do that. It rotates now because they've got some bigger schools back in the fold. This last year, I think it was at Flora. But when I was in school, it was always at Casey because that was the central gym, the center school pretty much geographically. And, you know, we had fun with it.
And, of course, looking at the team next year, you lose 5 seniors, and you're going to miss those guys. But, man, you're going to reload for next year because that JV team was really good.
Yeah, we're gonna really miss those guys. They were super – super guys, super leaders, you know, to turn us from 14 wins into 32 wins is a big deal. And best of luck to all of them and what they do. But we do have a lot coming back, and we're excited about that. You know, our JV team lost one, and a lot of these other kids, they played roles, you know, in the varsity squad too. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We may be a little shorter, but we're going to be athletic. You know, we've got some kids that can shoot. And the biggest thing is if they listen and play hard like they did this year, we'll be okay.
32-3, school record for wins. What's your biggest and best memory from this year's team?
Oh, my.
If you had to pick one.
Just, you know what, how well they played together. You know, like I've had many people say, you had guys that could start that were setting off the bench. They were coming off the bench. And you had starters that a lot of times – didn't even play the fourth quarter because we were up so much. And it takes a special team to do that because most, you know, resentment can set in or outside influences or whatever. Our kids handle that so well. And that's what made us, you know, 12-0 in all the tournaments that we were in and 10-0 in the conference and regional champs. That's what made us right there. So I guess that would be our one single memory. It's neat when we're at awards, though, and I have a page full of accomplishments. I pretty much told everybody to have a seat and relax because we got a lot of stuff to talk about.
Well, you know, usually the awards maintenance, they run about 30 minutes. You went almost an hour this year because you had so much to talk
about. And they deserved it. The kids deserved every bit of that. Yeah, we're really proud of them, Coach Book and I. So we'll take a little time to reset and watch March Madness and cry that my Illini aren't in it again, hopefully next year. But, yeah, it was really good. I mean, the community of Fairfield should be really proud of these kids, and you know, hopefully next year we can do the same.
And on top of how well they played together and how well they played and the 32 wins, it's a good group of kids. You never heard anything negative about any of those kids. And really, the one technical foul on the year from a guy playing on the floor nobody can figure out how
that was kind of weak. I mean, that happens sometimes, but we weren't too disappointed about that. Yeah. But playing together and playing hard and just the way we played, shared the ball and that sort of thing. Super, super proud of the kids.
All right, Coach, thank you.
Thank you guys for the coverage this year. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for the fun this year. It's been a blast. All right, Coach Scott McElravy, that is going to wrap it up for this season of high school basketball. We'll see you next year.